Biscuits and gravy.
Hello, boys.
What does LP stand for?
Lizard people. Nazi whale margarine pirates.
So far, I've had 7 McRibs.
Bullabuck.
Pol Pot pie.
I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators.
Like a slaughterhouse sangria?
Yeah. Wow, we got a live one here today. That's right, you got it dialed on into the Truth Network, aka the Biscuits and Gravy Show. Boop boop. This is 88.5 KAKU, the voice of
Gravy.
And we broadcast live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. from the historic Biscuits and Gravy Amphitheater right here on 333 Deary Road. Buckle up, buttercup, whether you're in your house, in your car, crocheting in your bathtub, it's time to get your knowledge on.
And all the ships sailing at sea.
That's right. Who's listening to us in the ocean?
I don't know, somebody.
I watch a Third Body Problem, and I just always think it's like those people listening to us. Anywho, that sultry, sexy sound can be one person and one person only. It's my co-host, my cohort, my co-something, Vincent Fodi in his house.
Yes, I am here.
Chee-hoo.
That is true. Love
gravy. Oh, and if you love gravy, you're going to love this fact-filled episode of the Biscuits and Gravy Show. That's right. I am Chuck Sauce. He's Vince Fodi. And today we're going to take on the world.
Sometimes when I am hosting and I do the intro, I make a joke about all the ships sailing at sea, all the people listening to us on ships at sea. And then I discovered something very interesting. And that's
America?
That the website where we host our podcast has analytics where it tells you, you know, it tells you how many people are listening, how many downloads we have each week, and where those people are listening from. And some of our listens are like in the middle of the ocean.
Some of us are in Sri Lanka. Some of us are in Australia.
Yeah, there's a lot of Southeast Asia.
There's a lot of people
listens.
Within 50-mile radius of Washington, D.C. that yeah. listen to the show.
There's a lot of people in, like, the FBI building. There, we did get a whole bunch of listens, like, in Arlington.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so
oh,
weird.
And that voice can be one person only. We are so excited to have the fantabulous, the fantastic, the fierce, Maui's favorite comedian, Corky Gardner.
Hey guys, how are you doing?
So good.
Oh, we're doing good. We're riding the gravy train. But more importantly, how are you, Corky?
Yeah, how are you? Would you say you're feeling good on a Wednesday?
I feel like I'm doing, yeah, feeling good on a Wednesday.
I'm always feeling good on a Wednesday.
Listeners
especially
out there,
when Corky Gardner's here.
Biscuits and gravy boys, gravy gals, biscuiteers alike, we don't judge. I got one question for you. It's been on my mind all morning. It's been plaguing me all week. What's going on, guys?
There's so much going on right now. We've got so much to talk about because not only are you and I world travelers, Chuck.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
We've got another third world traveler here in the hot seat. Corky,
hey.
You're also a world traveler.
You are from our most loved segment, Where in the World is Corky? And Where in the World is Corky Strikes Back.
That's right.
And instead of like calling up the station and pretending to be from various places in the world, you actually have been going to places in the world.
That's right.
Which has been pretty cool. You went to, like, Amsterdam and Costa Rica.
Yep.
What did you like more?
Amsterdam.
Really?
I was like, I was a fish out of water in Costa Rica. You know, I didn't know that. I was bad at the Spanish.
Do fish need water?
I was bad at Spanish for some reason, and I'm going to figure out what happened. But
yeah.
So are you better at speaking Dutch?
No, but they speak English.
They're better at speaking English.
Yeah. No, yeah. The Dutch speak, like, 3 languages, right?
Yeah, and then the fourth language of love.
Right? I did. I love Costa Rica. I just want to try it again and after I do a year of Muzzy or whatever the
Muzzy
the thing is.
Babble.
Yeah, whatever
Babble,
they're doing. Yeah.
Or Duolingo.
I'm going to try it again.
Duolingo sounds erotic.
I like Dua Lipa.
Oh, yeah.
She's hot.
That's what I'm thinking of.
I'd prefer to do like a Dua Lipa app.
Are your burps ever hot? Like heat?
I don't think that's supposed to
be. A Dua Lipa
be.
App? What would that be?
A Dua Lipa app?
That's just where Dua Lipa teaches you how to dance.
How to blow a 300-year-old flute.
Oh, okay.
Does she play the flute?
Yeah, she actually went into the Smithsonian
and played one of the older flutes that they had there.
Did they have permission?
No, that wasn't Dua Lipa.
Yes, it, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
That was like climate change act.
It was, what's her name? The heavy set female artist.
Lizzo?
Lizzo. It was Lizzo. She played like Hamilton's Piccolo or something like that.
Hold on a second.
Do you not know that Lizzo and Dua Lipa are not the same person?
I think I'm just learning this right now. They're two separate people.
Lizzo's a plus size female artist who got in trouble for body shaming other people. Mind blown. Dua Lipa is very attractive female singer who is sort of a gay icon as well. She's very beloved in the LGBT community.
Is that why she does a song with Elton John?
And then she also sings that song, "You're My Starlight, I Need You."
You get that?
That song. That's Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
And then my mind is blown.
Duolingo is the green owl that berates you for not learning Spanish. Is
her name? All three the same
her
person
name is Dua?
Yeah, but it's Wana.
Is it Dua? How do you spell that? Dua.
Dua?
The world will never know.
Dua. How do you spell it?
Lipa. Isn't that, why is it not
I don't
Lipa?
Know if her name is... I don't know if her real name is Dua Lipa. Maybe it is.
I'm all over the place. Is that a stage name?
It could be anything.
If your real name is Dua Lipa, you're probably getting deported right now.
I thought her name was Dua Lipa, and I don't even know...
Does she have Dua Lipa citizenship?
What else is a lie?
Speaking of stage
everything's
names,
a lie, Corky Gardner.
Man.
Speaking of stage names, today is Jenna Jameson's birthday.
Whoa! Oh, it's friend been of the a show, while. Jenna Jameson.
She's been in the business for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So that's an act. Ooh, nice.
And she makes Chuck do his business in a minute.
Okay.
But
that sultry sound can be one thing only. You got dialed on into the Biscuit Boys and Corky.
What's up?
And it's time to jump on into the smooth sounds of Nelson Wrangle.
Now, I don't really have
Morningwood.
I don't really have a full Morningwood segment, but I did just want to give a shout out because it is Jenna Jameson's birthday.
Hey, Jenna Jameson!
Do you want to guess at how old she is?
She's perpetually 37 and a half.
No, anyone?
She must be 65.
She's 51.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Christ.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that with someone that you know in real life?
Time flies. Yeah, this one dude, he's like, how old do you think I am? And I'm like...
You're like, Ted, you look like you're 50.
I'm like, I said 50, and he's like, I'm 43.
Wait, Ted's 43?
Yeah.
How long ago did you ask him this question?
7 years ago.
Must have been 7 years ago, yeah. There's never a safe way to answer that question besides shooting very low. You always have to undercut it by a lot. Like, there was this girl that I worked with. She asked me how old I thought she was. I mean, she's like 40. And I was like, I don't know, like 22. And she's like, no, come on. And she's like, did you really think I was 22? I was like, yes.
Yeah. Also because you ask for rides to work a lot.
And we recently found out yesterday...
Yesterday.
By we, I mean my wife and I, how old Corky was, and neither one of us could believe it. You look so much younger than
I'm almost 40.
What you purport to be.
I'm almost 40.
Yeah. In October.
She is almost 40. She won't say which side of almost she is.
Yeah.
Almost 40 and almost famous.
But if you round to the nearest 10, she's 40.
He's 40 and I'm 42.
You're 40 as well.
Also.
So that's how it... Oh, yeah, but also when people say, you look so young for your age, that's almost an insult, too, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're, like, saying you're old, isn't that right? Like,
you're like, wow.
No, I mean, I don't think...
Wow, you're so old, you know?
I don't think people really care about what their actual age is. It's more about how old you're perceived to be.
Mm.
I mean, you don't want people to think that you're decrepit, but I think being told that you are spry for your age or that
no,
you look young.
No, someone says the word
spry.
You don't are effing up or they are effing up. One wants to be called spry.
I
want to
be called spry.
Under 80. I
want to be called spry.
I'm sorry, are you selling ellipticals in an old folks home?
You got some
like, oh, Corky.
Are you on paid programming with Chuck Norris? You don't want to be spry.
How old are you, Corky? You're so spry for your age.
I haven't been spry in a while.
Chuck's never been spry.
I'm getting second wind, maybe.
Did you guys have a great Orange Monday? Did you have a good Orange Monday?
Oh, is that what they're calling it instead of Black Friday?
Instead of Black Friday, Donald Trump crashed the stock market on Monday, so they're calling it Orange Monday. Have you heard about this?
I haven't heard that.
How's your 401k doing, Chuck?
You know what's actually funny timing is that I have to move my 401k this month.
Yeah.
Great timing.
Is that because you're working at a different job now?
No, it's because, like, Mattress Firm is getting, like, indicted by the FBI, and so I need to, like, move my Mattress Firm money around.
Hey, does not say that on the radio.
Well, he doesn't work for Mattress Firm anymore, so.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about before how
the CEO shot himself in the back of the head in Johannesburg.
Yeah, allegedly.
Yeah. there's a lot of, like, weird conspiracy theories, like, concerning Mattress Firm, coincidentally, which is just a place that Chuck worked. You wouldn't think that people who sell mattresses would be involved in so much conspiracies.
No, not at all.
But somehow they are.
Well,
like conspiracies.
Corky, how's your 401k looking?
Well, we got to put those conspiracies to bed. My 401k
Corky
doesn't exist. My 401k.
My 401k is a 201k.
I got some baseball cards under my bed.
And those burned down.
And they damn it.
So those are gone.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket, kids.
Yeah.
Save early.
Oh, Easter's coming around the corner.
My job asked me to join a 401k, and I was like, I can't run that far. That's far too far to run.
You run like are you a runner, though? Since you look like you run sometimes.
I used to. Well, I wouldn't say I enjoyed running, but I did used to run for exercise, like during COVID. I started getting up early and going for runs and stuff in the morning, just to kind of keep myself busy. But when it comes to all forms of exercise, running is probably my least favorite thing to do. I hate running, and it's a shame because it's such a healthy activity.
Yeah, like, what are you like benching?
It's really good for you.
You like squatting? Crunching?
No. See, the thing is, I thought about this. A couple of our comic guys have noticed they've been hitting the gym, right? They're all getting yoked. And I don't think you or I would. Are you a gym guy? Are you
really? I can't afford to get yoked with the cost of eggs right now.
All right.
Did you say you were at a gym once, though?
I used to belong to a gym when I lived in Philadelphia. I used to go to the gym every once in a while, mainly for like the hot tub and the pool.
Oh.
And the sauna. Oh, man, jeez. I love a great sauna.
I like steam rooms.
Yeah, I like steam rooms, but like a good sauna, good dry heat, makes you sweat, gets all those toxins out.
You prefer
dry
heat or moist heat?
I prefer a dry heat,
How
personally.
About you, Corky Gardner? Dry heat or moist heat?
I'm not
sauna
sure.
Or spa room? Steam room or sauna?
It's been a while. I put the water on the rocks, if that means
anything. Ooh, water on the rocks. Yeah, nice.
I don't think you're supposed to breathe in steam, though. Isn't that like bad, having water in your lungs?
I don't know. I bought one of those ice bongs, and the comment section said that it's bad to breathe in cold pot smoke. And I'm like, not for me.
No, it's hard. It's bad to breathe in hot.
Yeah, they got a bad
smoke too. Like, also, so I mean, like,
where are these Russian trolls trying to make me not get a
like
good
the
bong?
Smoke is by default hot.
Yeah.
And so if you use the ice to if you use the ice to cool it down, then I mean it doesn't necessarily get ice cold, but it's better than breathing in hot smoke.
Makes sense to me.
It's not better than breathing in no smoke, but I mean I guess it's better than.
You have an ice bong, right?
I have a bong that has an ice pinch at the bottom, so you can put ice in there. But
how
also,
often do you use it?
How often do I put ice cubes in my bong?
Yeah.
Not very often.
Oh, how about you, Corky? You ever do cold ice bongs?
I had the same kind of contraption, but only once in a blue moon do I use the.
Yeah, I mean,
it takes a lot of work.
Almost all bongs have ice pinches at the bottom nowadays.
Well,
there's not a lot of
them
that don't have
that much, though. See, for me, when I take my bong out, I'm already going to make myself an ice mixed drink. So I got the ice cubes out already.
Oh, I should start drinking.
And as Vince knows, I have so many ice cubes in my house at all times.
What kind of shapes do you use for the bong?
I actually have a Tempur-Pedic ice cube drink.
Okay. What do you mean?
I don't hit my bong that often to the point where like I'm not like having long bong sessions. I'll usually just like walk by and take a hit of the bong real quick.
You do have it in like the middle of your room between there.
Yeah, I have it in the kitchen. So yeah. I'll walk by, I'll take a little rip of the bong, and I'll go back to my business, and then maybe later I'll go back. But like back in the day when I would just be sitting there smoking giant bong rips all day.
Back in the day?
Yeah, it's great. It's great to have an ice pinch because, you know, you don't want to.
It'll do it a pinch.
You don't want to be constantly breathing in that hot smoke. But, you know, you just take a quick rip here and there, you don't really notice.
I like glass bowls, man. So
what I really miss is when I used to live in a climate that got snow around the wintertime, one of the best parts about it snowing out is doing snow bongs. Have you guys done snow bongs?
Never?
I mean, there's no bongs like snow bongs, am I right?
There's no bongs snow bongs.
Quirky, you've never done a snow bong?
For Christmas.
Really? I don't even snower I go.
All right, so here's what...
Really?
Here's,
you're always texting me pictures of snowflakes and snowmen.
So here's a... Oh, that's in your Venmo. In colder climates where it snows, around the wintertime, here's what you do when you're getting ready to smoke a bong. You go outside, you gather up a bunch of snow, and you pack the bong filled with snow, right?
Right.
And then you smoke the bong, and the smoke gets filtered through all of the snow. It's like if you think about what snow is.
Yeah.
What is snow?
It's kind of like a giant filter made of ice.
I see that, but I'm having a hard time thinking that air could get through all that.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, like, snow, you don't want to pack it so tightly that it's, like...
Ice.
That it turns into, like, a big ice cube. But, I mean...
Like coconut flakes, just, like, loose, right? Just
stacked. Yeah, exactly. I don't know if I would use coconut flakes as a filter.
But you can smoke it through the snow, and it's the coldest, freshest, most refreshing bong rip you'll ever take. I swear.
Well, I gotta try that.
It's amazing. Next time you go to...
Can you send me
next time
to
you go on vacation...
You guys send me somewhere?
Yeah, Norway?
Yeah, we'll send you somewhere cold. Okay. We'll send you with a bong to take with you to experiment while you're there.
I'll do it.
Beaker bong for experiments.
A beaker bong.
So where's next on the agenda? Where would you like to travel to next, Corky, if you had your druthers?
My druthers? I want to go to Madagascar.
Ooh, I want you to go to Madagascar. Yeah. Now, do you want to go to jungle Madagascar or dry Madagascar?
I don't know. Jungle, maybe. Where the spices are.
They have those... In Madagascar, there's a tree that has this fruit on it. I forget. My old roommate gave me some of the fruit, and it's, like, so good. It's like a super fruit. I forget what it's called, but I know that it comes from Madagascar.
Whoa, I'm into fruits.
Mangosteen?
It's not mangosteen.
There's so many fruits that
which
we don't know
is
about.
Awesome, man. I wish that I had a better connect for mangosteen. Because
if you have a good connect for mangosteen, give us a call 808-873-3435.
Mangosteen is so delicious.
This show is brought to us by mangosteen.
I think it's called baobab.
Oh, baobab?
Yeah.
That sounds like Korean cook food.
Yeah, but there's a tree that's called
bibimbap.
Yeah, so the baobab tree, which is in Madagascar.
Yeah.
They grow this baobab fruit, and it's delicious. It's like a super fruit, and it's so good for you, and it tastes amazing.
What makes something a super fruit?
Yeah.
I think it has to have a lot of antioxidants.
What are oxidants?
I don't know. I don't know, but they're bad because
I'm against them.
Yeah. Isn't green tea antioxidant?
Yeah. I think so. So are blueberries and acai.
Yeah,
and
but
pomegranate.
Like, doesn't broccoli have more nutrients than acai bowls?
No, you're thinking of...
Broccolini?
You're thinking of...
Are they two different plants? Do you know?
What's the stuff that's in bananas?
Potassium,
yeah.
Bananas.
Yeah, I think there's some... Like, everybody's like, oh, yeah, bananas are good because they have potassium in it. But I think, like, broccoli has more potassium in it than bananas do.
Bananas
broccoli has more vitamin C
potassium.
Than oranges. I know that.
Wow.
Is that cray-cray?
Maybe we should just all be eating nothing but broccoli.
Maybe,
sounds like we'd be doing a lot better.
Maybe Wednesday at 12:01. Maybe not. You like broccoli?
Yeah, I got the broccoli gene. You guys liked broccoli?
Yeah. The broccoli gene?
There's a gene that turns on or off if you like broccoli, and there's also one for cilantro.
Oh, yeah, I'm a big fan of cilantro.
I have the cilantro gene where it tastes soapy to me.
It tastes like soap. I got the good cilantro gene, sorry to say.
I think you just have the absence of the cilantro gene.
Oh,
there's not a gene that makes cilantro taste good. There's one that makes it taste soapy. So if you have that gene, then you don't like cilantro as much.
Yeah. I like to call it Chinese parsley.
Chinese parsley. That messes me up right there.
Right there.
I don't like it because I don't like parsley. Now I don't like cilantro.
That sounds like something Donald Trump would say.
What? Like, Chinese parsley.
Like, you know, we're getting rid of the Chinese parsley.
You guys, words shape thoughts. Remember that. Don't slip into this. The snake oil he's selling.
I like that instead of snake oil, it's just called like essential oils now. They didn't really
Young
set
life,
too far.
Right?
I mean, like, so far, if you read the headlines, it's kind of absurd. The stuff that they're like just saying out in the open right now. How long until Donald Trump literally starts having like his own brand of snake oil and like Alex Jones is pushing it?
Oh my God. What's the slogan?
There's no GMOs. Well, we got some GMOs, but it's the good type of GMOs.
It's a good type. It's the type that doesn't turn your frogs gay. It's a good snake oil.
Well, it's the whole frogs turning gay thing. Like, has anyone seen Jurassic Park?
No.
No, what?
No, your, I your mind's I have, but I don't.
Alex Jones hasn't.
No.
I don't like it at all.
So do you think that, so Donald Trump went on Truth Social and made a post saying that he is intentionally crashing the stock market. So,
yeah, so
how much of that is...
Everyone says Donald Trump's a liar. Here's my hot take.
Donald Trump is not a...
he is.
Well, I mean, he is a liar, except when it comes to, like, the crimes that he does, because we know he likes to...
Hey, who's that?
He likes to say his crimes out loud. If there's one thing we know about Donald Trump, it's that he confesses to his crimes out loud, and he can't resist whenever he's doing something terrible... He can't resist saying the quiet part loud.
Wrong.
Well, like, for instance, over the weekend, there were millions and millions of people marching against Donald Trump, right? People
that's going to do something.
Yeah, of course. But, oh, yeah, it's like, who protests in parks on the weekends? Like, you're not getting your voices out here, people.
I don't know. I think it's good that they try to
but
do something.
Trump, well, also,
Trump
do you
said
think,
that
do
George
think, like,
Soros was paying was each of them millions of dollars.
Do you think Donald Trump's going to look out the window or look on the news and see that a bunch of people are protesting?
Grassroots movements start that way, with the protests. That's how you do it. You get the awareness. I mean, that's how you do it, right? What else? They're not doing it in the Congress.
It's not going to accomplish anything.
But that's not a good attitude.
Like,
everybody's going to give up.
I know it's not a good attitude, but I mean, like,
go ahead and resist.
Corky, what's the quote? I'm not looking forward to the apocalypse. I'm looking forward
everybody
to the revolution.
Gives up. That's not good either.
Right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's not look towards the apocalypse. Let's look towards the revolution, baby.
Well, they do say the revolution will not be televised, and we're being televised, so clearly we're not going to accomplish anything.
I think
we're by the way, Corky, were you aware that we are airing on live TV right now?
I was, yes.
We're not airing on the side of caution, but we are on Channel 55.
I tend to forget, you know, because there's not like... big lights in my
face. So we are.
There's a huge light in your face.
I know.
Oh, you're making jokes.
We. If you're listening to us on the radio, you might be listening to us on 88.5 KAKU, the voice of gravy. Are you wearing the same pants from last week?
I've been wearing the same clothes for a week.
Vince, can I ask you something real quick, though? Do you think it's weird that Trump is acting like we can't get this guy back from El Salvador? Like, oh, oopsies, he's gone. Like,
oopsie poopsie.
It's like, can't they make a phone call?
Are you volunteering, Corky?
I wondered if they could call somebody.
He obviously can. He just doesn't care.
Okay.
Do these people exist?
I don't know. They're like lost
in I mean, the guy who claims that he's he's the king of the deal.
He can't figure this out.
Who had somebody ghostwrite a book for him called Art of the Deal. He can't figure out how, as president of the most powerful country in the world, to get somebody that you wrongfully deported to an El Salvadorian prison back.
That's a good point.
I mean, I think that's like the plot of Prison Break, the fourth season, right?
One, I do think that Donald Trump is not good at making deals, but also I do believe that he just does not care and does not want to get this guy back.
Hold on, are you telling me the
he's
president
brown? He doesn't care that
care
he doesn't care
people?
That that the guy's innocent. He just cares that the guy's brown. He's like, okay, one less brown person in the country. Who cares? I got a question for you, Chuck.
Sure.
Let's talk about something a little bit more fun.
Sure. I'm wearing a bonnet today.
And this is to you as well, Corky.
I'm just gonna go back.
Have you ever used a neti pot? Have you ever used a neti pot?
Do you know what a neti pot is?
Yeah, it's the little nose kettle for you.
Nose kettle? I like it. Nose kettle.
Nose kettle.
More than meets the eyes.
Nose kettle does sound like a euphemism.
Nose kettle. Is it tea time? I want little sandwiches because it's nose kettle time.
Yeah, I never use it. You use
it? Ooh, the tea.
Have you, Chuck?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've done a couple. I started small. With they have the blue squeeze things that are meant to get boogers out of babies' noses.
Oh, those things.
I was using that for my ear.
Well, that's more of a suckage, right?
And then I'm like, oh, this is for your nose?
That
and
more
then
like,
I upgraded.
But that more like sucks.
Then I
out.
Upgraded.
That like sucks boogers sucks. Out,
but here's
right?
my problem. When I used
that's the opposite of what a neti pot does.
A neti pot, I used it when I was working at a summer camp, and I highly doubt in retrospect that neti pot had been properly sanitized taken care of.
Well, first of all, a couple pointers for you future neti potters out there. You're not supposed to use tap water. You're supposed to use either distilled or some sort of purified water or boiled water because there's like microbes that you're injecting directly into your sinuses.
Okay,
so you have to make sure that you're using good water.
I'm
also
using a puddle of mud.
You're not supposed to
me.
you're not supposed to share your neti pot with other people for sanitary reasons. Hmm. Now, when I came back from Italy, I had a little bit of a cold. Hmm. And
A cold.
And I...
My nose was stuffed.
On the advice of a friend of mine, he was like, well, because my ear was also like clogged up and my ear refused to pop after getting off the airplane for like 4 days. Mm-hmm. So somebody was like, hey, have you ever tried a neti pot? It'll help you with your sinuses and it might help you pop your ear. And I had never done a neti pot before.
Oh!
And I was interested in trying it. And I gotta say, I was really impressed. It's
almost orgasmic.
It was a really unique experience. It kind of feels like you're drowning a little bit.
Yeah.
And the first time I did it, it like threw off my equilibrium a little bit. Like I felt like I was off balance, you know? I gotta say, for my first neti pot experience was really pretty interesting, and I was surprised at how much it helped clean out my sinuses. I think it got out some stuff that had been up there since like pre-COVID.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And
what's the M&M doing there?
And it also helps, you know, like if for somebody like you, Chuck, I know you suffer from allergies a lot, and you probably have a lot of pollen and dust up there because we both live in Kihei, which is notoriously a dusty place as well. I think it would do you a lot of good to start getting back on the neti pot train.
I haven't used one in ages.
Is it scary? Don't you like get
it? It's a very weird experience the first time you do it, but then you get used to it, and now I'm kind of hooked on it, I gotta say.
Some people do it every day. You have to have faith.
Some people
don't do it every day. I'm not a doctor, but don't do that every day.
No, some people do it every day, and some people only do it like when they're sick or they have sinus problems.
Talk to your doctor.
But I ask if neti pot is right for you. Yeah. I can't believe that I didn't used to do this because back when I was a heavy smoker.
Did you get any good chunkers out? Did you see anything interesting?
Oh, I did.
What was your favorite color that came out of you?
Come on now.
Black.
All right. Right? Isn't that so cool when something black comes out of you?
Yes. And I was very surprised some of the stuff that came out of me.
Quirky Hoff new Q-tip.
I don't Q-tip. It's not good for you.
It did help.
You don't Q-tip?
Once in a while, but you shouldn't.
I gotta say, it did help expedite my sinus issues to getting better. And now I'm coming around on the whole neti pot thing. I think we're gonna keep doing it. And the one that I got, I didn't get the one that's like an actual kettle. I got the squeeze one. You can blast it up there.
I got a similar apparatus for cleaning my ears out, and I think it made it worse. Do you guys give yourself ear infections every year almost?
No.
Every year?
I've had ear surgeries. I go to a doctor called ENT.
I think ENT. Chuck gives himself ENT. Ear infections every day.
You're not supposed to do crazy stuff. You talk to a real doctor.
Chuck's always shoving stuff in there.
Careful out there.
But the thing about the neti pot is it's sort of like a colonic for your nose.
Which you also shouldn't do colonics all the time.
All right, now, have you ever done a colonic?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did it at home.
Well, I think that was just an enema, right?
Enema. Okay, then. Yeah,
okay, so there's a difference between...
Is that boofing?
Quirky, have you ever done an enema?
No.
No?
That's a good Tool album, though.
I've never done... Also a Blink-182 album as well. That's Anima.
Oh, I
is the Tool album.
I keep getting those mixed up.
The Blink-182 album is Enema of the State, but Tool has an album called Anima, which is a fantastic album.
The A and the E are the same way.
That's why it looks crazy.
Yeah.
I got confused. Anima.
Boofing is one thing, which also, you know,
boofing is one thing.
I guess I gave myself an enema at home.
I've never done an enema, but I do sometimes when I'm using the bidet. I will relax and kind of let it do its thing.
Mm-hmm.
Aim it just right, it can become a little intrusive, and that actually really does help if you got some stuff stuck up there that needs to come out. So that's sort of like a mini enema.
It's like John Henry just chiseling away for you.
But a colonic is like, power washing your colon. Because they like fill it up with water and then they like shake you all about.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
I filled myself with water and we try to hold it. Also, you think it's warm and that you're, the downtown's not used to the warmth.
your downtown area is going to be body temperature, which is like 98.6 degrees.
I'm telling you, once you get a little bit above it.
Pretty warm to me. I have a setting on my bidet, which squirts out hot water. You can make the water temperature hotter than normal. And
also, hot take, European bidets, not as good as Japanese bidets.
Yeah, I mean, the Japanese, when it comes to downtown business, they've really got it under control.
Downtown.
Yeah. I'm a big fan.
Japanese are leagues ahead of us in everything.
I know. Yeah. Especially like butt technology.
They put little booties on your feet. If you have your wet shoes, you come into a place, they can seal your feet up with plastic.
It's like Departed all over again.
Why don't they share this with us? They don't want to keep it secret.
They don't share.
They're gatekeeping.
They are.
Now, Corky, you've been to European countries, right?
Yep.
Have you used bidets in those countries?
No, I didn't go to any bidet countries. I had one where you couldn't put the toilet paper in the toilet. But
Was that Costa Rica?
Yeah.
I don't want to share garbages with other people.
They had a good point, though. I don't want to ruin products.
When I worked at a restaurant in Philadelphia, and we had bussers from, I believe it was Venezuela, and in Central America, there's a lot of countries that don't have like access to toilet paper or good indoor plumbing, so you're not supposed to. They're not used to using toilet paper or putting it in the toilet, and they were like wiping their butt and putting it in the trash can, and somebody had to take them aside and be like, "So look, here in America, you can put the toilet paper in the toilet and flush it. Like, it's okay. Don't put it in the trash can."
This is why we don't have an extradition treaty with Venezuela.
There's all different ways.
The government taught. Now, have you ever done the thing where you light the candles in your ears and then it
that doesn't work?
No, wax candle.
Not only does it not work, but they put like little Tootsie Roll wax at the end to make it look like that's the wax that came out of your ear.
But there is a new thing that's...
When Q-tip aficionados like myself know, there shouldn't be much to take out.
There's a new thing that's been going viral of people
getting
that ear cleaning, that ear wash thing getting done. And it's pretty much like a colonic for your ears. And that's been getting very popular. So I'm interested in maybe having that done myself.
I did the pressure washer ear thing over the summer. And I got to tell you,
Go to a place to have that done?
I mean, you're supposed to, but you can just buy them on Amazon.
I don't know. I've had surgeries on my ears, and I'd say you leave your ears alone.
Have you ever had to have the ear stents put in?
The what?
The ear stents put in.
Like I put the stents and had tubes in my ears three times.
Oh, yeah. Stent.
Little stent.
A stint is a brief time that you spend somewhere.
Yeah, stint, yeah.
Okay, well, it was in there for a couple days or a month. Whatever, a little penne pasta up in there.
I had the tubes.
A stent is what you put in your heart arteries when your arteries are corroded.
But if you have real ear problems, they'll take you in. They have a little vacuum cleaner that's even better than the water. It's like a little vacuum.
I bought an earwax scraper, but it actually was just a Coke spoon. Have you guys ever had that?
They can be for both.
No way!
Yeah, you can You can use it for Coke, but you can also use it for Scoop and earwax.
Wow!
Can you turn Corky's mic up a little bit?
Got it. Remember to tell the cops that.
It's for earwax. Taste it, you'll see. He's like, that's pure.
Pure.
Also, I want to give a shout out to Buffalo Trace Distillery. They had a massive flood in Kentucky.
Can I get a buffalo sound?
But fortunately, Kentuckians don't believe in climate change.
No.
So, you know, there must have been like a homosexual that snuck into Kentucky or something because God punished them with a flood.
Actually, it's funny enough you would say that because one of those like priests that sells packets of holy water for $30 to cure you of your debt and anything else that might be wrong with you. Uh-huh. He has said very frequently that global warming doesn't exist. And that floods and fires are acts of gods to punish homosexuals. And his house recently went down in a natural disaster.
Oh. Yeah. Well, we know that people who are anti-gay are themselves gay. So since he was rallying against homosexuals, then he must have been gay.
If you're rallying against homosexuals, you're really railing homosexuals.
So that means that... he was probably right, and God did punish him for being a homosexual. So it makes a lot of sense.
Yes. God, an omnipotent being that has been alive since the beginning of time itself.
Also, for follow-up junction,
hates 14% of the population.
We did last week talk about In the movie Fried Green Tomatoes,
you said
that Kathy Bates mummy wraps herself in saran wrap. Mm.
That's one of the movies I've seen. That's one
because Kathy masturbates.
We were talking about people who have a sexual fetish where they wrap themselves up in saran wrap.
Well, we're talking about the guy died.
In some sort of like bondage ritual.
Yeah.
And you're like, clingy. Kathy Bates does that in Fried Green Tomatoes. Nothing could be further from the truth. I just want to go ahead and let everybody know, if you've ever seen the movie Fried Green Tomatoes or not, Kathy Bates does not do that in the movie Fried Green Tomatoes.
She wraps herself up with a bow.
She goes to this counseling place where they teach you how to put a little bit more spice into your marriage. And one of the ladies goes, oh yeah, remember last week when she told us to like wrap ourselves up in saran wrap to make us a little bit sexier? And then she has a fantasy of her like making this intricate dress out of saran wrap.
Yeah.
She greets her husband. The husband comes home from work.
But it's not, it's like, it's a fantasy, have you ever seen people who make those tuxedos out of duct tape? It's like that. She's not mummy wrapping herself in saran wrap. She makes a dress out of saran wrap and then she wears it in her fantasy.
It's the same principle. And then her
husband comes home and is like, what are you, crazy?
Also, what an unrealistic portrayal. Because can you imagine being married to Kathy Bates 30 years ago and not wanting to rail her?
Do you know how hard it'd be to make that dress when you don't have a friend to help you?
I know. Could you? The props department did a fantastic job because it looked like this really nice. It looked like a fancy wedding dress, prom dress, but she made it out of saran wrap.
That's hilarious.
It actually looked pretty cool.
So you've seen Fried Green Tomatoes?
It's one of the five. Yeah.
We found this out recently that when we went to Hana, we were discussing movies with Corky, and we found out that Corky's only seen five movies.
Yeah.
And Fried Green Tomatoes is one of them. What was the other one?
Silence of the Lambs
was the big one.
Son of a Woman. Harry and the Hendersons.
The movie.
Really? John Lithgow. What a role model, huh?
Yeah. And my girl.
Oh, my girl.
Yeah, wow.
He can't see without his glasses.
So sad.
It is very
sad. I
want
to see a mashup of all five of those movies.
No.
That would be a peek inside Corky's brain. If you just look in Corky's brain, all those movies are just kind of bouncing around together. Speaking of fried stuff, you know what I made? Let's do a little gluttony club.
Okay, first of all, speaking of Fried Green Tomatoes, do they actually eat humans in Fried Green Tomatoes?
You have to find out on Spoiler Alert. Let's watch it yourself. It's an amazing ending.
I didn't watch the movie, but I did see the scene with
is peak Vince. He doesn't watch the movie. He just wants to see if I'm right or not.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to... What Chuck said sounded very absurd, and so...
I think I was close enough.
There's Fried Green Tomato chips right now.
There's a difference between doing saran wrap, mummy wrap bondage, and making a dress out of saran wrap.
It was PG-13.
But it's the same principle. You've got to see the movie. Oh, wait. Rocky Horror Picture Show. That's the sixth movie. Yeah.
So what happened?
Speaking of Rocky Horror Picture Show, Susan Sarandon's daughter is getting a breast reduction.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know about her daughter at all.
She was on Californication and not much else.
Susan Sarandon's got some honkers, too.
Dude.
Isn't she one of our sponsors?
Susan Sarandon? Not yet. Susan Sarandon saran wrap? When you want to wrap up your honkers, use Susan Sarandon saran wrap. Let's do a little gluttony club.
Oh, I'd love to do some gluttony club, because you know what biscuits and gravy is all about?
It's about cooking and comedy.
Watching stuff on TV. Porn.
And conspiracies.
Biscuits and gravy.
Here, I'll play the song.
Cooking and comedy, watching stuff on TV, porn and conspiracies, biscuits and gravy.
All right.
And we also have a lot to talk about for Spoiler Alert. We never get around to Spoiler Alert.
Yeah, because you do it at the end of the show.
Yeah, and we always end up talking about mummies for 45 minutes.
Mummified person!
It's mummified individual. I swear to God, that's a real thing that Egyptologists said on a podcast. They're like, we don't say mummies anymore. We say mummified individual. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Also, Egypt, women don't have rights in your country. Maybe you could like give them rights before mummies first. Like, hear me out.
Maybe we should cut back on the female circumcision before we start worrying about dead naming mummies.
Yeah.
So for Gluttony Club.
rock on, yeah.
For Gluttony Club.
Biscuits and gravy, we are against female circumcision.
Yeah, it's a hot take.
Since 2009.
Corky, where you land on that?
I'm against it.
Brave. Okay, so.
Right, by the way, we're sending you to the Sudan next week.
No, I am not going to Sudan.
Bring your hijab.
I already told you.
You have pocket tums?
I do.
Right, can I get you some know pocket tums? Funding for the biscuits and gravy comes in part by Pocket Tums. Have you made bad chewing decisions this morning? Today's show is also written underwritten in part by Maggie Gyllenhaal's bras. Hey, Corky. Don't be a saggy Gyllenhaal.
Here, Corky, read that one.
Maggie Gyllenhaal's bras. Voted also, best supporting actress.
Best supporting actor. All right. It's also brought to us by Benedict Cumberbatch's Cucumbers. There's no cumber match for a cucumber batch.
And today's show is also brought to us in part by John Hamm's Pork Products. If it's not ham,
it's not pork.
So for Gluttony Club, last week I did talk about making kimchi and how I made my own kimchi and then I used it to make a what I called the ultimate Korean burger.
Ultimate Korean burger.
But one of my favorite things to do when I make kimchi, Corky, can you guess what I like to do with my kimchi after I make kimchi and I have some kimchi laying around the house?
Chili. You make fried rice.
I do, yes, to make kimchi.
I'm tired, Cookie Gardner. Yeah.
I love to make kimchi fried rice, which is one of my favorite types of fried rice. You know, fried rice is really versatile because you can kind of just put whatever you got left over in the fridge into
That's
it.
That's what's so great about it. You got eggs, put it in there. What do you got with leftovers? Kimchi, put it in there.
You got some celery, you got some peas, you got half a can of peas in the fridge,
you
throw them in there.
You got some vegetables frozen in the back of the freezer, and you're like, what do I do with this 3 tablespoons of frozen vegetables?
But put it in when I make kimchi, I specifically save the kimchi juice itself also when I have extra kimchi juice, specifically for using in kimchi fried rice later on.
Whoa!
And so last night, I made some kimchi fried rice. I ate it as a side with, what else did I make? Meat June.
Oh.
Cause
it's April.
One of my favorite things to eat with kimchi fried rice is meat June. Uh-huh. And if you don't live in Hawaii, you might not know, but meat June is like a Hawaiian, Korean inspired comfort food. It's basically, like a sweet soy sauce marinated, thinly sliced beef. And then you take it and you bread it. And you like pan fry it. Oh, it's so good. It's like Hawaiian comfort food.
It's so good.
And when you eat it with the kimchi fried rice, oh, man, it's one of my favorite things in the world. It's very labor intensive.
I heard orange chicken was a Hawaiian invention. General Tso, orange chicken was a Hawaiian one.
The Panda Express.
It was Chinese in
It was a real
Oahu.
Chinese thing?
Yeah. Well, no, not real, but in Oahu.
Okay, because I don't know if I go to China if I could find it. Would it be there? Orange, they laugh at me probably.
I don't know, we'll see.
After Sudan, we'll send you there.
But the cool thing I like about meat June is it has a little bit of a different texture than like normal fried stuff, because normally when you fry things, you do like an egg batter and then you coat it in flour and fry it like that, so the flour is on the outside. With a meat June, it's reversed. You coat it in flour and then it's an egg dip on the outside. So it's a little bit of like an eggier kind of batter.
I like eggs on the outside.
It's more egg forward, and man, it just gives it such a great flavor. And then the marinade is so good.
First. Do people ever do breadcrumbs and then eggs?
That's kind of crazy.
Ooh, breadcrumb and then egg?
And then eggs.
I don't know.
Chicken or salad is really eggy, right?
I thought the egg
right?
could hold it on there. I didn't know that was going to be reversed.
Yeah, well, also, because you're using meat that's marinated, the marinade helps the flour stick to it because it's already wet and marinated. And then the flour helps the egg stick to the outside of the flour. So crazy. It's all...
Have you ever done that trick where you cube up meat, whether it's beef or pork or chicken, and then you soak it in a little bit of water and baking soda for 15 minutes?
No.
So it changes the chemical...
Done that with cocaine.
It changes
the molecular structure
of the protein, so it absorbs more... the technical term is teriyaki sauce.
Okay.
But highly recommend it. Give it a try. Especially for stir fries.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out.
So cube it up, and then, yeah, put like, you know, a big scoop of baking soda in there and water, and then go smoke a joint. Don't wash your hands in between. And then come back and then do the rest of your process. Give it a try.
Also for Gluttony Club, I don't know who needs to hear this, but In-N-Out is not coming to Maui. That was an April Fool's prank. There was a very viral post that was going around the internet.
That was a good one.
Where it was somebody had taken a picture of a sign that had been put out somewhere on Maui where it said, like, In-N-Out coming soon to Maui. And everybody got super excited, and then it turned out it was an April Fool's gag.
You know, the heartache this has caused, it never was worth it. If you're out there, prankster.
Yeah, it did cause a lot of heartache. As soon as I saw it, I got very excited, but then I thought to myself, it doesn't seem very likely. And also the fact that it was April Fool's Day, I was like, probably not. So I didn't get my hopes up.
I just have to stop reading anything on April 1st.
Yeah. You
know? That's good, Mike. Good
you should also stop reading altogether.
Yeah. What are you reading for?
All right. You ready for a little little spoiler alert?
No, Quirky's upset because she thinks we're going to talk about Game of Thrones. Yeah. And she has every right to be.
Yeah.
Because dire wolves are back, baby.
We're not talking about Game of Thrones.
We're going to talk about dire wolves for 6 minutes.
We're talking about House of the Dragons, obviously.
Oh, hot. What is it? House of the Dragons. So Hot D?
Hot D.
That sounds like a big pun song.
No, House of the Dragons
up
isn't
in the
coming.
Hot tub, the new all season, hot D.
The new season of House of the Dragons is not coming out until like next year, so we don't have to worry about talking about that for a while.
Oh, that's when Corky's turning 40.
If you guys have Netflix, highly recommend checking out Adolescence. Have you guys heard about Adolescence?
Wait, is that good?
It's a 4-episode miniseries on Netflix, and it's phenomenal. It follows like the story of this British kid who is accused of killing one of his classmates, this girl. Mm-hmm. And then it's sort of the fallout around what happens to that and what it does to the family. And
the psychology of being the son of a working class hero.
And each episode is about an hour long, and each episode is filmed in one shots. Mm-hmm. Which is, it's so impressive, and it really draws you in and gives the whole thing like this raw, gritty feel. It's phenomenally done. Also, Rick and Morty season 8 is coming out May 23rd.
Whoa, that's so soon!
Andor season 2 is coming out.
Which one?
April 22nd.
Which one?
Andor.
Ah, all right.
Yeah, Andor season 2 is coming out April 22nd.
Andor is a show?
Yeah.
Yeah, and/or.
Gosh.
And then if you guys aren't watching The Pit on HBO has been super phenomenal.
Is it better than House season 6?
Is it better than Chicago Hope?
I hope so.
When I first started watching it, I watched like the first 8 episodes in one day. Very bingeable. The whole season it's about 3/4 of the way through, so get into that.
First of all, it stars Noah Wiley?
Stars Noah Wiley from ER fame.
Not for nothing.
ER.
Noah Wiley?
Very handsome.
I think it's cutie patootie.
Severance season 2 complete, so you can watch all of season 2 available now on Apple TV. All of Invincible season 3 is available to stream on Amazon Prime. A show that I really love, if you guys have HBO Max, oh man, Common Side Effects. That cartoon.
Oh, no, with the mushroom cartoon.
It's an adult animated show about a guy who, he discovers this mushroom that's like a cure-all. It can cure pretty much any disease. And
can it cure my hunger?
And then like the DEA and the government and like the pharmaceutical companies are trying to like shut it down and kill him and like put him in jail and everything.
This sounds incredibly realistic.
And
sad.
One of the main voice actors is Mike Judge. So it's got like this sort of like dry Mike Judge humor sprinkled throughout the show. And it's just a really great show. If you guys have HBO Max, definitely check out
Mike
Common
Judge
Side Effects.
From King of the Hill.
Yeah.
And oh, wow.
Yeah, he plays the voices of one of the main characters. And he plays a lot of other like little side voices and stuff like that. So if you're a fan of Mike Judge, or you're just a good fan of like good adult animation,
or if you're a fan
story
of
story driven
the truth,
yeah, it's a really great show. So check out Common Side Effects. That's my pick of the week. All right,
I've been eating a lot of riboflavin lately.
Man, Buffalo Trace
Distillery, man.
We're gonna have to go stock up and buy some Buffalo Trace because it's about to be.
Also, Stoli Vodka filed for bankruptcy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's an older story. It filed for bankruptcy on November 27th, 2024. My birthday!
Oh, wow.
They couldn't take it.
Couldn't take it anymore. Also, Buffalo Trace is owned by Sazerac.
Sazerac is a drink, but it's also a brand name of a rye, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
Just like you, it's a rye sense of humor.
It's Sazerac. Sazerac is a drink that has absinthe in it.
Mm-hmm. It's a drink that, like, if you were, like, a sweet, sweet junkie in like the 40s, you would drink.
Yeah. And also, or if you were like an absinthe head,
Yeah. Which, do you remember when...
tripping on wormwood?
Do you remember when they had absinthe down in the triangle? And then I would just have... It's like...
It didn't have wormwood in it, though.
No,
so
it did make me get headaches, though.
It just tastes really bad, like black licorice.
My friend made homemade absinthe once, and it was terrible.
Oh, that does not sound good.
It was terrible.
All right, it's time for Chuck Stuff and Knowledge Buffalo. Chuck Stuff and Knowledge Buffalo is when Chuck tries to prove he's the smartest buffalo in the room. Our first question, and Corky, you can feel free to help out. Our first question comes from Frank in Boise, Idaho. Frank wants to know, Henry Rollins was the lead singer of what hardcore band? Henry Rollins.
Okay, punk band.
Hardcore band.
Dead Kennedys?
No.
No.
That's Jello Biafra.
Ah!
Jello Biafra! No, Henry Rollins. He was in multiple bands.
What is he?
No. Funnily enough, I would have accepted the Henry Rollins Band, which was the name of another band that he was in. But no, it was Black Flag.
Ah, you gotta die.
Black Flag, hardcore band. All right, our second question comes from Danny in Tacoma, Washington. Danny wants to know, what does IRA stand for?
Irish Republican Army.
That's correct. Very good. I also would have accepted individual retirement accounts, which... you know, we're all going to need pretty soon. But yeah, Irish Republican Army, they're sort of like a quasi-terrorist group. Depends on what side you're on.
Freedom fighters.
All right, our third question comes from Melissa in Kihei. Melissa wants to know, Lambeau Field. Lambeau Field is the home to what NFL team? Because as you know, sports is Chuck's Achilles hoof.
Lambeau.
What do you think?
Joe Lambeau.
Corky, you want to help him out?
The Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay Packers is absolutely correct.
I would have gotten there.
And you didn't get all three, but you did get two out of three. And you know what our deceased friend Meatloaf always says.
Trust RFK.
And that also means that that's the end of our show.
But not the end of Biscuits and Gravy. You can check us out 24 hours a day at BiscuitWars.com. I'm Chuck Sauce. He's Vince Fodi. Quirky Gardner, thank you so much for being the most amazing human being.
Quirky,
on the
you're
face
so
of the
good.
Planet.
We love having you on, Quirky. Woo! Thank you so much.
We can't wait to sell you to Sudan. I mean, send you to Sudan. Freudian slick, everybody. Hey, yo. All righty, guys. I'll see you next week. Same gravy place, same biscuit time. And from me to you,
hello!
Boop, 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 boop.
Kill me, gravy tonight.